Thank you for calling customer support. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I'm calling from United Bank Fraud Department on behalf of a customer who's questioning a charge, and I just wanted to see if I could get some help.
Okay, can I get the zip code?
Yes, the zip code is... Sorry. 25541.
25541.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the first and last name?
First name is Billy, and the last name is Jeffers, J-E-F-F-E-R-S.
Yeah, I have the name on here is Irandia.
That is also a person on the account as well. Let me see. Oh, I do apologize. That is the name on the card. I'm sorry. The first name on the account was Billy.
Give me one moment while my screen loads up.
I just put the wrong name on the dispute.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Looks like the shipping and handling was paid on a KitchenAid sweepstakes purchase on October the 8th, and it automatically enrolled her into a monthly subscription that had to be canceled out in order to avoid further charges. I can get this canceled out for her now so that she doesn't have to worry about any more charges coming to her.
Okay, so was that for a chance to win a KitchenAid?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
For a chance to win and not an actual you want it.
Okay, and that was originally done back on October 8th for a KitchenAid chance sweepstakes. Okay.
So is the dispute being dropped at this point?
Well, that's why I was calling to see if it was a valid charge. So, yeah, that's why I was getting the information. Do you happen to have an email address that I can verify?
Yes, ma'am. One moment. I am Hosh25 at Yahoo.
Let me see if that's on the card side. I have a different one on that one. Okay, well, I do have a different email address, but there is a different person's first name on the account. She is a second, so that may be why it's
probably
only showing, their email address. How about a billing address that I can verify?
1876 East Mud River Road.
Okay, that is correct. All right. All right, so this way I have it correctly. The customer signed up on October 8th for a chance to win a KitchenAid. Is there like a time frame that they can cancel before they get charged, or do they automatically get billed once they sign up for the sweepstakes?
They have 48 hours to cancel.
48 hours, okay.
And so now that you called in to verify everything and drop the dispute, I've canceled the membership so she doesn't have to worry about getting any more charges. And it'll take about 3 to 5 business days for her to get those credits back to her.
I'm sorry, you said credits back to her? Oh, you're going to refund the customer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's what...
And you said 3 to 4 days?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was the next.
Yeah, that's what this was for, so she can be able to get refunded. We would have had to have talked to you all to know that the dispute has been dropped and then it could be refunded, so she got her money back.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, anytime that we call and the information is verified, we do send out a letter letting them know that all the information came back as valid. So, yes, we are going to drop it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. All right, well, then she's all good to go.
All righty. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.